K8YNU, this is NAWSTV. Good morning to you. Well, from the other day you were saying, talking about nights, and they said, no, we need you more on days, but I guess they got you a little bit of both today. How'd things go?
Went pretty good. I got to sit back up all day, so I can't complain. Outside of that, though, I'm glad this shift is over with. It's long.
Yeah, that's kind of the bad thing about a shift like that. You kind of get tossed right in the middle of everything. Everything is busy. You know, it's kind of, you know, like a power shift where everything's going on. There's no break. You know, like you can come in the morning and it's relatively peaceful, or things kind of die down a little bit at night. You're right in the center of the action. You know.
Yeah. When they called me yesterday, they were like, "Hey, so this is what's going on, and I was just wondering if you want to come in at noon and work noon to midnight or 10 to midnight." And they go, "Well, let me think about it." And they're like, "How about this? How about we give you time and a half on top of your overtime pay to come in for the 2 hours extra?" I'm like, "Sold. I'll be in."
Yeah, you can't beat that offer. I don't blame you there. And, you know, hey, it's not 24 hours, but it's, you know, it's a couple hours over your normal 12. So I guess you can't beat that. Just, you know, at least you got to sleep. Maybe get a little extra sleep, or at least get the kids off to school and that. And, you know, you're going home and you don't have to get up tomorrow. So I guess that works out pretty good.
Yeah, that did work out well. It was nice to have to get up early, and it was nice to be able to see the kids off to school, so that did help out. It was nice. It was good. How was your day today?
We did pretty well today, you know, just kind of giving mom a hand with her new computer. She's got it pretty much set up. It's working really good. It's an HP. It's a simple HP laptop, but does the job real well. I might get one myself like that if I can. But I'm working with that and the iPhone, and then got on the radio. Had a good QSO on statewide too, with a guy from up in Bay City. He was heading up north and really got good range on the Pinconning DMR site, but he's headed up to some winter activities. Like I say, it was a really good cue, so enjoyed it very much.
Good. Sounds good. Glad you're able to get on the radio and chat for a little bit. The DMR side of things sounds good.
Yeah, I've really had some good QSOs on statewide too. I've been trying statewide one a couple of times and, you know, no bites. So I thought, you know, I'm going to just give statewide two a try. And yeah, I got somebody the other day, maybe about a week ago or so, and it's like, you know what, we're going to give it a try again. So yeah, it's really worked out pretty good.
Good. Yeah, they've got a good system there. They do. They've done a good job with setting it up and getting the layout, different things there. And so it's good. They like us using their network, and we like using their network. So it's good.
NAWCB. Yes, I agree. Like I say, and he used your word, robust. It's a robust system. In fact, like I say, he left Bay City and was going up to Alpena, and he was kind of concerned that he would drop off of the Pinconning site. And I mean, he was still. We had talked about 20 minutes, and he was still loud and clear. A good clear signal into the system. I think he was running about 45 watts off of a Motorola mobile, and just really impressed by it. Like I say, just a really good QSO.
Good. Yeah, the Motorola's are nice. They're nice radios. System is phenomenal. It really is. And when you put the two together, it's nice.
Yes, I agree. I agree on that. In fact, he had served, I looked at his QRZ, and he'd served in the Marine Corps about 6 years. He was a sergeant, and really is into outdoor winter activities and that, and just taking a little bit of extra time. In fact, he knew the gentleman I talked to up in Bay City that worked at Motorola, so I thought that was kind of neat as well. He's also into the P25 also.
Okay, all right, yeah. Probably in the Central Michigan group. That's good. That's good stuff. A lot of those guys are good guys. A lot of good knowledge, and they know what they're doing. And a lot of respect goes to them. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool guys.
I agree. Definitely tip my hat. Yes, they put together a good system, and definitely like it there. Like you say, good reception, and you sounded really good too when you checked in tonight there from that go box. That worked out pretty good for you.
Thanks. One of the supervisors was like, "Nah, you're not going to get out on that thing. You're not going to get anywhere in the middle of this room." And I'm like, "Want to bet?" He goes, "Yeah, you're not getting out." I'm like, "Okay." And then the next that happened, and I got out, and he's like, "Oh, that thing's pretty cool. I like that."
Well, we got to see ham radio in action there tonight, and that's good. That's good. You might not have gotten into one of the other repeaters further out, but I mean, you're pretty close in to the 7.2, and so you know there shouldn't have been an issue with you getting out. But I'm glad. No, it sounded really good. Very clear. Transmission. I was glad you were able to test it out there.
Yeah, thanks. Dean had it out. He was using it, so he returned it back to stock. And so I'm like, well, while I've got it here, I'm going to set it up and use it for the text of the net.
Yes, absolutely. I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. They were, they had been talking, they're saying that you were at work and you were going to try to listen in, and it worked out real well. It was a pretty good net tonight. Good participation. A lot of check-ins tonight.
Yeah, it seemed like it. It seemed like a good group, and it's been good like that. We've had a lot of guys check in, and a lot of active activity, and it's been good. A lot of growth. It's good to see.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I wasn't able to check in with my group. Mom was telling me something, and I wanted to listen to what she was saying. And just like I say, I was working with her with the computer there. So I finally got in there toward the end and checked in, and also got in on the Oakland County tonight. So, definitely did the cycle there tonight.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you're able to check in, and I was following along on the Excel sheet, and those who didn't check in, so just kind of make sure you're all set, or you weren't having any issues or whatnot, but yeah, I'm glad you're able to check in when you did, and it was good. It was good that, glad that it went well. I tried to listen in on the Oakland County net, and I could get into that one.
Okay, yeah, that's going to probably be quite a distance from you. So in that instance, you probably wouldn't be able to reach it there from your location inside the room there. But, hey, like I say, it's a good test for the equipment and see if it works inside of that room like that, and it gives you an opportunity if you needed to ever supplement communications and that, at least you know it would work from your work location and at WCB.
Yeah, it's nice to know. That's what I explained to them. I'm like, hey, this is a great opportunity to check this out. Let's see if it works. Make sure stuff works. It's communications. It's like this secondary form of communications that we can use. It works. This group right here that it does.
Yes, agreed. Like I say, any time you use your radio equipment, for a while I haven't even used Echolink, so it's like I'll just try it out here tonight and just make sure everything is working. Again, you're testing your equipment out today. Tried to check in. You were saying I think that the DART repeater has been replaced, and so I thought, I'll just check in and see if I can get into it. It sounds pretty good down there, and just to test it and see. And it's kind of a redundant thing, but sometimes you utilize those opportunities there to exercise your gear and what works and what doesn't. And again, it was a great opportunity for you there with the go box there in your dispatch center.
Yeah, for sure. And if you ever want to use one of the go boxes, let me know and I'll bring one over.
Okay, yeah, that would be fine. Whatever works out there, see what happens. They utilize the opportunity, but definitely. Like I say, try to keep the radios used, and try it out and whether it's the Baofengs, I use those or whatever. I use the bass, just test them out, see how they're working in that.
Yeah, it's good to check your radio systems out, make sure everything's in working order, and it's good. It's good stuff to be able to do, know what works, what doesn't work, and what combinations work. Is certain antennas and certain radios work better in this situation, and it's good. It's good to do that. I know for the last couple of nights I've been out, either out shopping or out doing something. So I've been mobile, and you know, it's like, well, I know the car radio works. I know my mobile radio works, and yeah, the audio is a little bit low, but you know, we'll deal with that. And now I gotta check in here sometime when I'm home.
There you go. That's right. Try out your ICOM station at home and see how that works, how that's going, and that's, again, when spring comes, you definitely have to check out your coax and your connections and make sure the antenna's all set and those types of things. So again, it's just the constant maintenance and upkeep. You know, just like the car, just gotta keep them running, keep them going there.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here and get some shut eye. But I appreciate you coming along, staying up, and waiting for me to get out of work. I appreciate that. Helps me get home without falling asleep, so I appreciate that. But you guys get some rest tonight, and you guys need anything, let us know. And by the way, we do have hot water. It's back. So it was a thermocoupler, and I got that fixed and up and running. So I appreciate your prayers and that. But you guys have a good night, and we will talk here soon.
Yes, thanking God for that answer to prayer. Definitely need that hot water there. That's a major need and a major answer to prayer. Thanks for letting us know that. I'm grateful. But hey, we'll let you head on in. It's been a long day for you. Hopefully the roads were decent for you to get home. But thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed the conversation tonight. But I know probably everybody is asleep, but when they're awake, tell them hello, and good talking with you. I hope you enjoy your day off there tomorrow, and as you said, if you need anything, let us know. 73 is an 88 to you and the family. Get some rest. Sleep good. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73. And 88 to Mom, KAYNU, clear. Anybody that has a morning commute this morning, you're going to want to allow a little bit of extra time.
roads are getting a little tricky. Average speed on 75 in the Holly area is about 50 miles an hour. So just a heads up. KCZ clear.
This is KFA, SQS, rolling up from CW.
This is KF8FQN, listening. This is KF8FQN, listening. KF8FQN, clear.
N8X33.
This is KF8FQN listening.
Hey there, this is Jamie, November 8th, X-ray Whiskey Tango. I was scanning around the bands and I thought I heard somebody say they were listening, and I'm not sure I did. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, too. I'm just I'm from home, taking my lunch break, scanning around the radio, heard you. Haven't been outside in a couple of days. It looks like it might be warming up. Not sure. I'm seeing some drips coming from the icicles outside, so maybe it's warming up. I live over in Troy around Rochester Road and 18 Mile Road. What's your name and where are you from? Over.
My name is Wyatt, spelt Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango, and I'm from Emily City. This is my first time talking to somebody in this repeater. Normally, I'm on a FBI repeater, LAP one. But yeah, I came here because I wasn't getting any contacts on both of those repeaters. But yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, it's nice to meet you too, Wyatt from Emily City. Yeah, that's a pretty long trip down to Troy. So yeah, a great repeater. You sound real good on it. I think I got a little interference from other things over here in my QTH, my house. But yeah, you sound real good. I used to live in Romeo, which is closer to Emily City than this is, and I don't get up your way very often. I drove through Emily City in November on my way up to Harbor Beach to go deer hunting. But that's the last time I got through there. Nice little town. Are you just hanging around your house today, or do you have... sounds like you might be a little younger than me, just by the voice. It sounds like you might still be in school. Am I right about that? Over.
Yes, you are. I'm 11 years old, 6th grade. School got canceled today, so I've been on my radio. Right now I'm using Echolink, so that's why I probably sound so good.
Yeah, there you go. That's why. Okay, that makes sense. Well, congratulations on being one of the youngest people I've ever talked to in ham radio. I was definitely interested in ham radio when I was 11, but I didn't have enough ambition or patience in order to get a license back then. I mean, the fact that you needed to know Morse code was the biggest turnoff. But, yeah, I couldn't concentrate. I was one of those kids that just, you know, hyperactive. But, yeah, that's great. I'm pretty impressed with you, 11 years old, and ham radio operator. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. When you're not on Echolink, what kind of radio do you have? Over.
QSO. I have a Baofeng AR-152. With a 3-foot tape antenna, and I'm using a metal pot as a counterpoise, or pose. I don't know how to say it, but that's what I have, and then I have some Radio Odyssey 2A radios, and then I use, I go on a 10-meter band a little bit on a MacBook.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. Little Baofeng and your little antenna. It sounds pretty good. You could probably hit some repeaters local to you around there. Do you have any repeaters around you that you hit with your Baofeng? Over.
Roger, I was just going to say that I can hit the WALAP repeater that's in Lapeer, and I can activate the system. You can't hear me on it, but a repeater in Romeo. But I use my antenna indoors. I'm looking to get an Anytone 778 with a base antenna. That's going to be my home base station. But that stainless steel pot works really good as a ground, so I come in pretty clear in that Lapeer repeater.
Okay, that's awesome there, Wyatt. Let me ask you, what class license are you? Are you a technician or a general or an extra? Any XWT? Back to you.
Roger, I am a technician. I'm studying to get my generals, bro.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure you won't have any trouble with that. It takes a little bit of studying, for sure. I was, I just upgraded my license from general to extra in January, last month, on January 19th. I just got my extra after many, many, many years. I didn't think I really needed it, but, you know, there were some frequencies that I wasn't able to operate on. On each, I heard some guys talking on these frequencies, and they didn't allow generals on there, so I thought, what the heck, I'll just go ahead and do that. And I know you can do it if you want to, for sure. Well, listen, Wyatt, it was great talking to you. Like I said, I'm working. I work from home for an IT company, and I better get back at it. So great to talk to you today. And I'll look for you again sometime in the near future. I do need you to repeat your call sign for me slowly so I can get you in the log. Is it XWT? Back to you, Wyatt.
Roger, it was nice talking to you as well. And my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Quebec November. And what is your call sign as well?
Okay, gotcha. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November Wyatt. Yeah, my call sign is November 8, X-Ray Whiskey Tango, N8XWT.
QSL, I got your call sign, N8XWT. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I hope we talk again. And I'll be clearing your last. This is KF8FQN, clearing your last.
Okay, 73 Wyatt, N8XWT clear.
73 KF8FQN clear.
KF8FQN Wyatt, this is Kilo 8, India Charlie Bravo, Bob, and I'm in Imlay City. No copy, KF8FQN, K8ICB, standing by.
Yeah, I think he left. This is N8XWT. What was your call sign again? Over.
N8XWT, this is Kilo 8 Italy Charlie Bravo, also known as Kilo 8 Imlay City Bob.
Yeah, okay, K8XCB, I was talking to you yesterday on your way home from somewhere on the 14684, the Clarkston repeater. I thought I recognized that call sign. I walked out of the room after after my QSO with Wyatt, and I thought I heard you in here. So you're really from Imlay City, huh? Over.
Yeah, right in the call side, Imlay City Bob. It's a vanity, of course.
Yeah, right. When I talked to you yesterday, I think you were traveling right by my house. And toward the end of the transmission, I think you were over on 59 on Elizabeth Lake, you told me. And I thought, well, he's not going to Imlay City that way. I thought you would have gone up Van Dyke. So you must have been on your way somewhere else, which led me to believe that you weren't really from Imlay City. But okay, good deal, Imlay City, Bob. What's going on with you today?
Oh, let's see. I work nights, so I work tonight, and I woke up around 9:30, quarter to 10 this morning, and don't think I'm going to be going back to sleep before I have to get ready to go to work. So I'm just kind of hanging out here, eating a little KFC, did some grocery shopping. Yeah, I was traveling. I had just installed that radio, that 2-meter radio you heard me on, that yesterday afternoon, and it was kind of the maiden voyage in the mobile there. And I'm real happy with it. It's a new Yaesu, what is it, FT150, and it's got that ASP noise reduction on it, which helps in most situations. Sometimes if they're really far out, you don't hear them real well. You might hear a part of it, and that's it. But I was doing my very first Facebook Marketplace transaction, and I drove to this guy's house in West Bloomfield. Yeah, it took a little over an hour to get there from Imlay City, but that's what I was doing. I was buying a guitar amplifier, ended up buying it, very heavy, very loud, but I needed something loud because everything I have is bedroom, living room compatible and nothing big enough for anything bigger, and I had a chance to play at a bar, at a, kind of like an open jam on a Sunday afternoon, so that's why I bought it.
All right, on the Yaesu FT150, I don't know anything about that rig. I'm going to have to do a little search on it and see what that's all about. I remember you saying that you got a better antenna in your near future there when you trade up with your buddy. Yeah, good deal. I mean, you must have been, I think you said you were going across 59, and I'm only 2 miles south of 59. So I had you on the input there almost better than on the repeater there for a little bit. Yeah, and good deal on the Facebook Marketplace amplifier guitar purchase. Sounds great. Got something a little bit louder so you can louder sit out of the jams, all right? A buddy of mine that's really into guitars. He's buying guitars and amps and he's buying different things, headphones that you can hook up so you don't have to have an amp. And I wish he would buy some lessons. That's what I would say about my buddy. He's into guitars, but he's not really into practicing with them. I hope he's not listening. But, do you play in a band anywhere? And if you do, what kind of music do you play over?
Negative. I do not play in a band. I'm pretty much kind of a solo person. It's hard to coordinate with other people, and I got a goofy schedule working nights, so nights and weekends, I'm all over the place. But, I've always been kind of a solo person, but, I do like to play along with songs on the radio or Spotify or whatever, tapes, records, the whole thing. I figure I could just listen to these guys and try to keep up with them. We'll see. In a couple weeks, there's on a Sunday up north of me, much north of me, like Port Sanilac, there's a bar up there, and it opens at noon on a Sunday, and I guess there's an open jam. Somebody on the radio told me about it, so... Yeah, I'll tell you, this radio stuff is pretty good. It's amazing how much networking you can do and find out different things. That's you.
Yeah, you read about that. I was on a net last night, the Lance Cruz net they have every Thursday. And there was one guy on there that was saying... Well, he knows a retired guy that he's retired. He used to do heating and cooling kind of stuff. And he's, retired, so he's, not trying to get rich. He works real reasonable. And I wish I would have known about that last year because I on a heating and cooling repair. I found out too late, but it was like 20 below, and I had to have it done that day, so... It would have been good to know somebody that you could call and trust. So, yeah, that works right on the networking thing. I got one more question for you before I got to get back to the grindstone here, which I call work. What kind of music do you like to play with that guitar? If you were in a band, what kind of music would you be interested in playing? Jazz, blues, classical, reggae? And what would be your thing? Over.
Yeah, I forgot you asked me that before and I didn't answer. Well, yeah, I'm a child of the 70s. And, you know, I grew up listening to the 60s music. And so I really like the 60s and 70s. But, you know, I was a big fan of Led Zeppelin and The Who and, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I like that kind of stuff. So just, I guess, your basic classic rock. But I'm kind of all over the place. I mean, I like some much older music. I'm into the 20s, 30s stuff lately, and that, you know, you're not really going to play that stuff on a guitar, but I like to hear it, and, you know, the jazz bands, the dance bands of those time period. So I kind of like all over the place. Probably blues is my default, though. I would like to play reggae. It seems pretty simple and laid back, and I think I can handle it. So that's another thing. But yeah, I was always a rock guy, but a blues-based rock guy rather than the jazz or progressive stuff.
All right, K8XTB, this is N8XWT returning here. I like that answer, man. I'm also a child of the 60s and 70s, and I used to go to clubs every Friday and Saturday. You know, as soon as I turned 18, I'd be going to clubs like Harpo's in Detroit. There was one called the Main Act in Roseville. You know what I'm talking about. You've probably heard of those places. Main Act turned into the Ritz later on, but I just loved going out and seeing live music. And, you know, there's just not too many guys out there that are playing that kind of music with the kind of energy that I really like. There's only one band left that I know of, and maybe you could tell me about some if you know, but there's a band called Planet of Fun that I like to go see. They're pretty high energy. They play a lot of 60s, 70s, 80s. They got a really good mix. And it's always a good time to go and see them. But like I told Wyatt a little while ago, I got to get back to work. But it was great talking to you there, Bob. And hope to catch you again out here on one of these repeaters in the near future. So with that, I'll say 73. And I have to be clear on your final, unfortunately. So 73, my man, K8ICB from N8XWT.
I just looked you up, and I just love your QRZ image there with the gift with the what is that? The electromagnetic waves going on. Do you go by Jim?
No, I go by Jamie. Roger.
Okay, Jamie. All right. Well, very good. Well, I will keep you. I think we could probably talk forever, and I'm going to let you get back to work. So I know how that is. All right, Jamie, you have a great one, and I'm sure I'll catch you again. Oh, but wait, one last question. Which repeater are you talking on? Which frequency is it?
Oh, wow, I didn't know there was. It's 147.2. I just happened to be scanning here, and I heard White on there. He was using Echolink. 147.2, is that different than what you got?
Yes, it is. I'm on 147. Hold on a minute. 147.38. W8CMN. Not sure where that is exactly, but it's probably north of me. But that's one of those linked repeaters, and they're all linked, so I just was curious. Okay, well, that's definitely new to me. I did not know that these were linked. But, yeah, man, looking forward to the next QSO. Have a great day, and I'll be looking for you again. 73 from N8XWT.
N8XWT, K8ICB, I am standing by. K8ICB, I'm here in a station, pinging into the repeater, but no modulation. So you're hitting the repeater, but not enough to talk on it.
This is K8MGM.
K8MGM, K8ICB.
Okay, hey, Bob. I didn't know if I'd make that repeater. I'm on my account now. Coming in all right?
You sure are. Yeah, yeah. Are you on your base?
Yeah, affirmative. Yes, I am. Sure. Yeah. What radio am I on?
Well, you're closer to it than I am.
So you are, GTH.
Yes, I'm at home.
I just went out and plowed the driveway.
Yeah, I just did my minimal, what I do to get out of the house, snow shoveling. And the snow plow just came by, I heard it.
Yeah, the garbage man just came by, and then the delivery guy just pulled in right after I finished plowing. I was actually taller than I was.
Amazing. How tall are you?
6'4". This guy had to be at least 6'8".
Wow. Yeah, 6'4", that's up there. I'm a little...
I'm hearing myself my last two or three words after I unkeyed.
Same here. It depends on the repeater. Yeah, I hear it on this one.
Okay, so I'll make sure it wasn't just me.
All right, Mark. I'm going to start winding down here and finish my few little things and get my acting gear and go lay down and sit there and nod off for a little bit.
QSL, all right, K8ICB, K8MGM, I will be clearing your final.
K8MGM, K8ICB, and I will be somewhere on the 2-meter on the way to work now that I can do it in the car. So 6-ish, and between 6 and 7, I'll be available. All right, have a good one. K8ICB, QRT. Oh, ACP, any copy out there?
K0 ACP, I think that was the call sign. November 8, Hotel India, Sierra.
November 8 hotel. I'm sorry you got stepped on at the last bit, but yeah, I was just checking to see if I could hit the repeater, the, I guess, Guilford or Bay City repeater from here in Eatonville, Michigan.
You're doing very well. This is November 8th, Hotel India, Sierra. Pete from Bay City. You're sounding great.
QSL, November 8th, Hotel India, Sierra. I was just checking this for a friend. I'll be clear. This is K0ACP. Thank you very much for that mic check.
You're welcome. And this is N8HIS mobile, by the way. So I think you're hitting the repeater good.
Can you try it again, Art?
I don't know his call sign.
Hey, Art, can you try it again from Eatonville? I'm looking at the boulder now. I wasn't looking when I was on the phone. I heard you at the last minute there, and I didn't see what you had for a signal strength. Can you try it again from Eatonville? QB8SWR.
This is K0ACP calling KD0RMK. Any copy out there, Rick?
I'll jump in here, Art. Is that on a handheld or a mobile, or what are you using, or base station? What are you using right now?
Right now I'm on my Kenwood 710. It's attached to a Comet antenna up about 20 feet. It's the same one I have at my home QTH, and it's a 50-watt mobile. Let's see. Yeah, and it's putting out 50 watts. So, is this Jeff?
Did you low power?
Ooh, now you're asking me to do things I'm not certain I know how. Let me see if I can figure that out real quick.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I was just watching the motor. I tried to holler at you before. Caught you tail in there. I was on the phone and tried to get my note turned over so I could talk here. But yeah, you're making it there. You're actually making the main site as well, which is in Guilford.
Hey, Jeff, when you're done, I want to ask you a couple questions. KB8OOE.
Yeah, that'll cost you. All right, you got a credit card handy?
Disconnected.
I'm so broke, all I put out is my breath, and I suck half of it right back in.
Oh, man. I'm thinking he's looking for his power setting on his radio. Some of them radios, you kind of jump to the menus to find stuff. I don't like them.
No, I get it. I'm looking out the window here. It looks like I got some ice dams I got to go take care of. This is not good.
We can get it figured out. Just jump in there. No problem. Yeah, I got some ice dams on my boys' roof, too, and I don't know what to do about them. Redoing it and got the ceiling all tore out, but spray foamed, and it's an issue until we get the drywall up, I think.
If you got it ventilated and then you don't have it insulated and it's open, they'll do that for sure. I wrote residential commercial for years when I was a kid, and this shouldn't be a problem on this particular house. And I blew all the gutters out and the downspouts and everything in the fall. Let's see if he comes back, and then I'll bang you with a question if he doesn't figure out how to turn it up and down.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. I wonder if he'd be able to get in from his HP outside or something, too. I don't know. Just doing some range checking. Some ideas. I'll go ahead with your question. If you figure it out, you can go ahead and jump back in between, but go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'm leaving smoke stay along. The first one is, we get those loops where it'll repeat over and over and over, and I'm making the assumption that the cocoon filter is doing part of it, but I'm wondering if it's the voter setup that's doing it, or do you think somebody's got a crossband repeat rig going or something? I'm kind of wondering about that one first. That's the first question.
Somebody, I guess, has got too much time and is that much of a jackass that, you know, is doing it. It's being looked into. We're getting close, but that's about all I want to say at this point. That's intentional.
Okay, I've done a few things. I got the guy. He's dead now. He was a pretty good guy, actually. But he'd come home from work and crank his audio gear up, and he had a huge sound system, mixing console, guitars, and he'd dive in the shower, and the music would get played because son had a Vox set up on a HD in his bedroom, and it was enough. And I kind of profiled the guy because it was some of the same music I listened to, but I finally got mad about it and tracked him down, and I built the tape measure antennas. I had at least $8 into those two antennas and pretty much tracked him to his house. I was just wondering, and I'd discuss it privately. That was one of them, and I've seen that happen also with scanners that sit by and somebody left the radio and box on. Now, the other one was, I'm stripping my mind here.
There's some APRS squawking going on, too, and that's also intentional. Almost thought maybe it was Wyatt, but, that's being investigated as well.
APRS ID, and that was my next question. I can't believe it. I love a good fox hunt. It's been a while. That was the next question. Is it actually IDing? Or if you don't want to answer, I guess I'd talk to you direct or something. I'll give you my number if you'd rather talk in person about it.
Sorry.
Right.
I can just say do what you want to do. I'll leave it at that. But anyways, Art, are you back in here?
Yeah, I am. I found the directions. I'm not certain I understand them. So, that may be me with the apers coming through. I've got my 710 set dual mode. One half's supposed to be APRS, and the other's on just analog voice. So, if that's me, I'm doing something wrong, and I powerfully apologize.
It's coming through the peer repeater, but you definitely want to make sure you got your stuff programmed right. That's what I tried to drive home, to get Keith to drive home last night, but you can definitely, mess up a lot of stuff like any APRS. Go wide deck 4-4, you're going to repeat from here to, Ohio, Pennsylvania, so you're tying up all that infrastructure for no reason. Because you got your settings wrong, so it does happen. I mean, there is some stuff. It happens to everybody. Talk on the wrong band or get stuff set up wrong. But as long as you're monitoring your stuff and you can see where it's transmitting, so it's all about learning. But you just got to be mindful that you could definitely tear up a lot of infrastructure.
Roger that. I just turned my power down to medium. This is K0ACP. Good copy still. Power. This is K0ACP on medium power. How am I sounding? Over.
255.
K0ACP on medium power. Any copy?
Was I talking with somebody? I see somebody talking there. If you go to our website, you can find the voter there and see your signals on voting. And I'm wondering if you switched to low power. I see somebody talking, so I'll on to you. Give it us the beer.
This is K0ACP back on high power. I was at medium a little bit. I don't know if I was making it through. Over.
You're making it. I might be having connection problems with my internet, so that's why I might probably on my end. You're definitely making it on medium power. And I was wondering, can you go to low power?
This is K0ACP on low power. Low power, low power. Any copy?
255 and the voter. Bouncing around a little bit, but you're still making it. Perfectly readable, no static, no noise, so that definitely works. I'm wondering if you get outside, you can try it on a handheld, see if you can get it on a handheld. That would really be the test.
Give me a second, and I'll see if I can get it programmed up.
That'd be cool. 145.31, negative offset, PL of 131.8 on the transmit. KBNFWR. I forgot your name. Go ahead, OOE.
0
I can copy you. I didn't catch the voter, but you're a little rough on the handheld, but you're still making it.
Oh, and that's on low power.
Is it easily switched to high power on the handheld? Can you bring it up for a second there?
I'm back in the inside now. Let me see if I don't use these enough to really know, so I'm showing my total ignorance, so don't think less of me.
No, I know how it goes. So, well, you were making it. I mean, I can hear you. You're noisy, but you could have, you'd been able to make an emergency contact if you had to.
Well, that's really good to know. This is K0ACP. Give me, just give me a minute and I'll see what I can do.
All right, Jeff, I'm out of here. You got to head to town. 73KB800E. And if you need me, I'll just get at me and I'll shoot you my number.
I'll be here. KB8SWR. Lighten up all the bars.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, Jeff. The other radio got you.
This is K0ACP on high power.
Art, the guy is over. Will you try it again, Art?
Yeah, this is K0ACP on high power. Kenwood D-74, and a single stick antenna standing in my front yard.
Actually making the main receiver, which is in Guilford, better than Pinconning, so could be just band conditions, but at least we know it works from there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Definitely not here and not me.
I didn't catch that. Try it again. A handheld from Eatonville. Go ahead, Randy.
Wasn't anything wrong with that signal. I was impressed he got into the main receiver from there.
Yeah, well, I would chalk it up as maybe band conditions or a tunnel, right place, right time, or, just the right path. Because the handheld, that's quite a ways out for the main site, but it is up there.
Yeah, this is K0ACP. I am fortunate. I am one of the higher points here on this part of the county, so I'm at like 670 feet.
Gotcha. Well, you're definitely back in the house on mobile or on the base, because you're post-scale into both the main site and the Pin County site, so you're definitely making it.
Jeff, as I said, thank you so much. You've really answered a number of questions for me, and I think the most important one is that my radio here is working just fine. I was beginning to think that maybe I had an issue, but if I'm able to do all that with both my base here as well as my handheld, we know where the issue lies. Thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate all you're trying to do.
No problem. Thanks for the test and trying it out. And all that jazz. Chat with you later. Keep it up there.
This is K0ACP. Thank you very much. 7-3, and I'm clear, and I'll have the radio on for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm guessing, Jeff, especially from ground level, that probably a direct line of sight, probably a good pass right there from where he was at to the main receiver. I'd be willing to bet that he had some pretty good forestry to get through between there and the Pin County site. So, and then obviously for the base radio, a little more power and a little altitude on it that he gets into both sites. So, I don't know, could be a little bit of band enhancement too, but I'd be willing to bet he's probably got a almost direct line of sight right to the main site from where he was at, but good trip nonetheless. Any VDS?
Yep, for sure. And Art, Sunday nights at 5 p.m. we carry the state HF net across the network. We bring it to VHF and UHF, so Sunday nights at 5 o'clock, you can check into state HF net through our system. Just an FYI. Just tooling across 69 here, going by Lapeer.
Roger that. If I'm around and able, I will try to listen on Sunday evening at 1700. Thanks a lot, and again, K0ACP, clear.
Thanks for the help. What did you say, Randy?
Yeah, I doubled with Art there a little bit. Sorry. No, I was going to say, you're headed for the bridge, are you?
Bridgeport, yeah.
Now, that would be your westbound direction.
Yep. I left the yard about 3:30 this morning.
You done for the day then?
Done for the week. Yep.
Yeah. I hope some of them 12-hour days.
wish they would have left about an hour or an hour and a half earlier. Ran into traffic over there by Mississauga.
Yep. I almost rather drive in 94 traffic right in downtown there in the D. And when it gets like that over there, that place over there, just like a zoo.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy, I'll let you go. Put both hands on the wheel. I'm headed down to Fenton. I got to take care of some business down there real quick. But for the record, yeah, I'm on board with that other stuff. I'm sure we can make something work.
Well, I have to take a vote on it, make it official. Talk to you later, keep it up there.
Exactly, but I'm good with it. We'll figure out something.
Keep it up there.
Any of you.
B-800E Mobile.
KD8IGL, listening. KD8IGL, listening. KD8IGL, listening. KD8IGL listening. Station, say again.
K-E-8-W-U-O.
This is KF8FQN listening. KF8FQN, clear.